Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He put in a fabulous week and has a little more work to do today, but Mr. Rob Center is our great producer. Glues all the pieces together, makes sure the guests are ready, and makes sure that the archive is kept up to date. On the news line with us now, Dr. John Karalja, Assistant Executive Director of CSIU, Central Siskiyou Intermediate Unit, IU-16 as it's known around here. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's great to talk to you again. We haven't discussed any educational topics. I know the IU has been very busy really helping schools to adapt and keep great education going, particularly for students with special needs in the districts, and really just making sure that kids get as much of an educational year in as they possibly can. Well, now you got another hat to wear. It's vaccinator. So tell me about the IU's role coming up as the vaccines come out for teachers.
Well, before we go there, I just want to make sure I elaborate on one point that you said. I think it's really important for our community to know what a wonderful job our educators have done keeping kids in school. It hasn't been like that around the state or around the country. Our local educators, by working together, have kept kids in school at a greater rate than you will see anywhere else around our country and around the state. We should be very proud of the work they've done.
Well, let me stop you there, because I think that is a fabulous point, and I'm glad you took time to make it, because you keep hearing these conversations nationally and at the state level. We have to get kids back in school. Let's get kids back in school. And our teachers did it.
It's been inspiring the way it hasn't been just the superintendents, although they've had to bear the brunt of the work. But our local educators have stepped forward and kept kids in school at a rate that's just been awesome, because we know that kids who are not in school are going to continue to fall behind, and our local area is going to feel the effects of that much less because of our local educators.
All right. Now, the educators who are in the classroom will soon have a new weapon in their tool belt, and that is the vaccinations. Tell us about that.
Well, just last week or so, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was approved, and just on Monday, we were told that the governor was making vaccinating educators a priority in an effort to open the economy and get people back to work, because we know around the state many kids have not been in school since March. So his effort to prioritize educators is an effort to open up the economy, and he's done it in such a way that he's given us priorities where we're told in this first round of vaccinations, of which we have about 2,000 to administer, that we're going to focus on those educators that are working with the youngest students and the most vulnerable, so our special needs students and our K-6 students.
All right, so how will that work? Kind of walk us through what the districts will get notice and the teachers will be notified, and you're going to bus teachers in, or sort of explain the sort of the setup.
Well, it is an immense undertaking, I will tell you, and emergency management is part of this for the state. The National Guard is part of this, and they've hired a company called AMI to help us with this, and then the IU, so the intermediate units from around the state, the 29 of them, are placing, are having the role of helping to facilitate. So the way it's unfolding right now across the region, there are surveys going out to all educators to see if they would like a vaccine. The beautiful part about the vaccine that's going to be administered is that it's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is a one-dose vaccine. We've seen so much difficulty in getting people vaccinated when they have to go back twice. So allocating the Johnson & Johnson vaccines is a huge asset for us. And now that surveys, they're going to be completed from around the region as of this afternoon. Once those surveys are completed, we'll be then getting back to the superintendents with links where they can give out to the people that would like to get vaccinated the ability for them to register. And the vaccinations will be held March 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th at the main campus, only for educators and people that work in education and contractors for education, like bus contractors. It will not be open to the public.
How many vaccinations are you thinking you'll have next week?
We have 2,000 that are going to be allocated to us, and the state has allocated a certain number of vaccines to each education association, so each school district, public and private schools, CTCs, they're all allocated a certain number, and they're aware of that allocation now. And our job then is to determine exactly how many each district wants and make sure the right person gets the shot.
John, do you know how to give someone a shot?
We are certainly, our role is the organization part. As far as the people administering the shots, we're told that the people from AMI, the Aspen Medical Institute, are the ones that are going to be overseeing that specific part of the process. We're also told that it's possible that the National Guard may help with the administration of vaccines, but that is not going to be our line of work. We're told approximately 24 people will be coming to the main building for us to go through that. We're in the process of making plans for exactly how our site will be transformed into a vaccination site. We're thrilled with the partnerships that we've developed through this process, where people like Geisinger and Evan have offered to help us determine exactly how we should set up our facility, and we are going to be ready when the time comes.
And when this is underway, how will the Guard fit in? How will the sort of the logistics be set up there? Sort of give us a glimpse at how you envision the building operating when Thursday rolls around.
Well, I think that it's once again going to be done in partnership. We have school resource officers from around our region that are going to be helping us with security. When people come to our site, there's going to be stopped and asked if they're here for a shot directly. People have to come by themselves. They can't bring some along with them or think that they're going to bring their spouse or child with them to get vaccinated. It'll only be for educators, and we'll be screening them as they come up the road to enter into the facility to make sure they're here for the right purpose. And our superintendents, once again, have come together to say they're going to loan us their school resource officers to help with that part. That will not be the role of the National Guard. That will be our role to take that on.
Give me some sort of a glimpse at the other work that the IU has done during the pandemic to make sure that school districts could keep on going and keep kids in school was really the main goal.
Well, I am blessed to work for the intermediate unit. Dr. Kevin Singer has been with us for about 10 years, and he's going to be retiring as of the end of April. And he's set us up firmly in our region as a service center to try and help the local community. And our role has been to be that, to help and facilitate the work our local educators have done to develop comprehensive, unique health and safety plans to keep kids back in school. And then our educators have gotten together, superintendents and administrators have gotten together at least weekly for an hour since March. We've been dealing with this for a year now, since March, to try and compare notes, look at best practices, listen to what's happening from the state level to put together the best plans possible. And I'm convinced that that work that we've done together is what's allowed us to do something quite unique in terms of getting kids back in school.
Yeah, making sure these precautions are taken. And it must be very heartening to see you, that you have thousands and thousands and thousands of classroom hours behind you, 100% safe, 100% kids in class and in-person education happening. And for those students who want out of class education, that's going well, too. Explain that you do have many students in the district who chose not to return to schools and opted for online education.
Yeah, that part of things is another just amazing way that our educators have responded. They have developed, most of the districts had online learning programs prior to COVID hitting, but they've ramped that up significantly, gone one-to-one with devices, used the resources that have come from the state to buy Wi-Fi hotspots and things, so when kids are at home, they're able to stay connected with their teachers. And then you've seen the things, and it's not as much right now, the things that have happened when kids were home, where teachers are doing the parades at school and people were able to come together and make those connections in any way possible. Just the simple use of a phone call and how educators have been able to reach out and talk to kids and reach into families in ways they never, not that they never would have done before, but have done such a great job of making those connections, because many kids have decided to stay home because parents were concerned about the virus, and the districts have done a great job bringing those programs up and ramping them up, and our role is to make sure they have options to do that in whatever way they see fit for their districts.
And we're just about out of time, so lessons learned, the nuances of the online education, maybe something that surprised you or perhaps disappointed you that, you know, still needs to be worked on. Just a quick sum up of that conversation.
Oh, all I can tell you is that there's nothing at all that's going to replace, in my lifetime, that is going to replace a teacher in front of a student and having that one-to-one or, you know, that interaction, face-to-face interaction. But technology has made it possible for us to stay connected. So lessons learned, there's nothing that beats a teacher in front of a student. Beyond that, we've made great strides with the use of technology, with the availability of broadband internet, to try and make it possible for kids to get an education when they're at home. And while it's not perfect, it's way better than it was before. And just as a heads up, during that time when we're giving the vaccinations, the community should expect that districts are going to have to go virtual in order to make teachers available for the vaccine. So that's something that people should be prepared for. We're not exactly sure of the schedule, not because we don't want to give it, because it hasn't been provided. But when that does happen, we hope the community will be understanding of the fact that we're going to have to go virtual in many instances to get teachers to the vaccination sites. And then we know that after the vaccinations is also some side effects that happen, it usually lasts a day or two, that could impact what teachers are able to do in terms of work that next day. So that's something we just want to make sure the community is aware of.
Well, you got a lot of work ahead of you, so keep this going. Thank you so much for your help and your information. So much more to say about all of these topics, so please come back and visit us again on the Newsline every couple months. I think that would be great to keep us up to date. Wouldn't be shocked in the months or years ahead to see your name on the executive director application list, so good luck if that happens and you go that route. And boy, congratulations to Dr. Singer. What a legacy. One decade and really centuries of progress around here, so we appreciate his help as well. Thank you so much, Dr. Karalja. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you, Mark.
Do appreciate that. Dr. John Karalja, Assistant Executive Director of the CSIU. Of course, you remember maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago was Superintendent Warrior Run Area School District as well. Left a great legacy of progress there as well. So we appreciate his conversation today about vaccinating teachers.